Welcome to the University of Michigan Press Podcast, a monthly show featuring interviews with University of Michigan Press authors.
4 million adults in the United States say that becoming famous is the most important goal in their lives. What motivates those who set fame as their priority? Where did the desire come from? How does the pursuit of fame influence their lives? And how is it expressed? Based on the research of Dr. Orville Gilbert Brim, award-winning scholar in the field of child and human development, Look at Me, The Fame Motive from Childhood to Death, answers those questions. Dr. Brim has had a long and distinguished career. He is the former director of the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation Research Network on Successful Midlife Development, former president of the Foundation for Child Development, former president of the Russell Sage Foundation, and author and co-author of more than a dozen books about human development, intelligence, ambition, and personality. We asked him to talk with us about his book. How big a motivator for people is fame?
Surveys in the United States the past 3 or 4 decades show that 2 out of 100 Americans say fame is their number one desire. So this means there are 4 million adults in the United States with fame as their primary motive. These two are passionate about achieving fame. Most of the population are indifferent. It doesn't matter to them. Even though they may say they dream about it now and then, it's not something that this is turned on as a primary interest, which is a good thing. And I think that because they're out of the 4 million fame seekers, if you look at the halls of fame and biographies around the world, there are perhaps only 30,000 possible entries. And of those, perhaps 10,000 are dead. So this leaves about 20,000 slots for 4 million fame seekers, which is going to leave, my numbers here show, 3,980,000 people with no openings where they can be famous.
What types of fame do people seek?
There are, of course, many ways to become famous, but I like to think of them as being grouped into 4 paths or ways to fame. The most familiar one is what we can call honorable fame, where achievements greatly valued in our society award them by bestowing fame. But that's not all, because we can also see associations with families and acquaintances, a kind of who-you-know fame, protégés, for example. One of my favorite association stories is when John Kennedy Jr. had moved to New York, many people wanted to get to know him. And one woman said, "I don't know him, but my dog knows his dog," which, of course, is a real stretch to become famous by association. More in the news these days are what I call calls for attention. What celebrity is comes from the Latin, which means fame and renown, but in these days has a new meaning, which designates someone who's become a public figure through seeking media exposure. These persons, who seem to be increasing in number, have done nothing that deserves to be publicly praised as an achievement. They're simply calling attention to themselves. And, of course, a fourth path is well known. It's an act that, in the eyes of society, are injurious or even evil, but in the general public, it brings extraordinary attention. We can call this type of fame, of course, infamy. There are plenty of times when the infamous act is not done on purpose, it's an accident, but there are still many times when it's sought, and the just a recent example of the past month of the balloon boy is where the father was seeking fame through this infamous act of pretending the boy is in the balloon in order to gain attention.
What rewards does it offer them?
The fame seeker, the person with the primary desire to be famous, is rewarded, of course, by becoming famous. Fame is the goal, and when it's achieved, one is rewarded. But in thinking about this, there's often some confusion. The three familiar motives, such as money, power, and fame, often are lumped together in people's thinking. And we need to keep the distinction between fame and the other two motives in mind. So we can think about a type one fame motive, which is when fame is the end in itself, and money or power may be sought along the way, but only as a means to bring fame to the person, not to get the money or the power. And a type two of the fame motive is the opposite, is when people seeking money and or power see that achieving fame can be a means to these ends. In this case, fame itself is not the end. It is simply a way to achieve these other rewards.
Why, in your opinion, do people want to be famous?
Well, these millions of people who are so strongly motivated for fame obviously are different from the rest of the population. And what has happened is the fame motive has come out of the basic human need for acceptance and approval. And when this need is not fulfilled because of rejection by parents or adolescent peer groups or others, a basic insecurity develops and emerges as the fame motive. Well, it turns out that fame is not the answer to the unmet need for love and acceptance. The desire is never fulfilled, the search for fame remains, driven by that basic need.
How does the desire for fame affect their lives?
The fundamental truth about the fame motive is that it's never satisfied, and people have to live with it all their lives. However hard they try to become famous, they'll fail to get what they're after. This brings many defeats into their lives along as they pass through. And later in life, when this final reality sets in, the realization that one's never going to be famous, the person must take steps to try and protect the self from this feeling of failure. Some interesting psychological processes occur, what I call cognitive strategies, such as blaming someone else for one's failure, or finding new people to compare yourself to who are even less successful in fame, or to the devaluation of others who may have become famous through negative thoughts about them as being not good people, and so on, through these strategies. As you get into dealing with this final reality, then these processes also interfere and spoil your relationships with other people because you start treating them in an unfavorable way. And when you couple that with the fact that most of society views the desire for fame as a negative thought, it's not a desirable motive to have, that the person must deal with this negative self-image that they can't get rid of. And furthermore, when this final reality of failure sets in, an interesting process happens to occur. People may shift to seeking posthumous fame. Rousseau, later in his life, believed that he would finally triumph over his critics after death because of his reputation. And Freud, early in his life, believed science would take no notice of him during his lifetime, but was content with the thought that decades later his work would be recognized and bring him posthumous honor. It's surprising to me how many persons believe they will become famous after death, but not during their lifetime. There was one study some time ago that found out that of a sample of 10,000 sociologists, some 2,000 said they would be remembered after death as among the 200 most famous sociologists of all.
Do you feel more people are now seeking fame?
Well, this is kind of a tricky matter here because It appears that more people are seeking fame. The fame seekers seem more in evidence in our life today. However, the surveys over time did show no changes in the number of people or the incidence of people who said they want to be famous. I think what has happened is that there are many more new kinds of opportunities to become noted, especially in the path to fame that simply calls for attention, and that our new, almost completely wired world allows persistent need for fame in the population to become evident. I think there are more spots along the celebrity path where one can call out, look at me, but I do not see any more exceptional achievements of any value. In the reality shows, we can see many ordinary people become briefly famous just by showing off. And the ordinary observers may decide, I can try and do this too.
We have been talking with Orville Gilbert Brim, author of Look at Me, The Fame Motive from Childhood to Death. To learn more about our books, please visit us on the web at press.umich.edu. This podcast has been brought to you by the University of Michigan Press. Copyright 2008. All rights reserved.